In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this day on this kind of foggy and dreary December morning, but it is a blessing that you are all here. Being the month of December, there are all sorts of different holiday things going on. I think all of us kind of realize that, and the way our world is nowadays in our country, we have family that kind of are all over the place, right? So sometimes it's hard to celebrate all of our holidays together, and that's what kind of tends to happen in our family. So we had the blessing to go up and hang out with my family. We had kind of an early Christmas because my aunt and uncle have a child that lives in Florida. So, you know, the decision for them to go down there to do Christmas is a pretty easy one. So they go down there with their daughter, who was also here, and her family. So they won't be here. So we all decided we were going to go up to my cousin Jeannie's, and we were going to do a Thanksgiving, kind of a Thanksgiving too, because we weren't together for that either. So it was a late Thanksgiving and an early Christmas. Now, anytime I'm around all of my cousins and my aunt and uncles, one of the things I begin to do is I begin to think about when I was much younger. I begin to think about when I was little, hanging out with my cousins, and I begin to think about my uncles. Now, my Uncle Ted, whose daughter's home we were at, has two brothers. And these two brothers had a Coney Island. Imagine that. Greek selling hot dogs, right? Yeah, I know. We know nothing about that, right, Andrea? We know nothing about that. But anyway, so they had this Coney Island, and I was blessed to work for my uncles. And I remember my uncles were kind of like my dad. Anytime that they saw us with our hands in our pockets, guess what would happen? Oh, they wouldn't like it, right? So what would happen is we'd have to clean something, just like my dad. We'd have to go and clean something, right? So they would have us get on our hands and knees, and my uncle had this little broom that was about that big. He called it the Barbie broom. And he would have me get on my hands and knees and get under the fryer, which I hated the fryer, to clean it. Get under there and get all the French fries. He would have us move refrigerators around and make sure that everything was nice and clean. What he did was he took every opportunity to make sure that his restaurant was in good order. So when it was slow, we had to keep working. Now, as a teenager, I absolutely hated it. But as an adult, it's a good lesson. It's a reminder for me to always be paying attention to different areas in my life that I can improve. It's a reminder to me to not allow myself to really be idle, but take every opportunity that comes to me. It's a reminder to me to pay attention, right? To pay attention to what's going on so I don't miss opportunities to better myself. And I think that is something that's extremely important when it comes to our spiritual lives as well. And it's something that we saw in this morning's gospel reading. Today we see a man who was blind, but he was paying attention, right? He knew that something was happening, and then he took the opportunity to seek out Christ and to be healed by him. Today, my friends and my family in Christ, we are getting super close to Christmas. It is important for us to think about, am I being idle right now, or am I taking opportunities to grow a little closer to Christ? So this morning, our gospel reading comes from St. Luke, and this is a busy chapter in Luke, right? There's all these different things happening. He blesses some children. He tells these different parables because of conversations that he has. He tells a parable about this woman who was a widow and had this problem with this judge who was not very nice, and she kept bothering him to do the right thing, and eventually he did the right thing. We also hear about the rich young man that we heard about last week. And then we hear about what happened today. Our Lord was walking to Jericho. And as he was walking, because he was beginning to become well known, this crowd kind of gathered around him. And there was this blind man who was sitting there. And he noticed something was a little bit different, right? He couldn't see, but he was attentive. He was paying attention to the surroundings around him. He was paying attention that something was a little bit different. Something was happening. So what does he do? He gets up and he goes and he says, hey, what's going on? They said, oh, Jesus of Nazareth is passing through, right? And then what does he do? He acts, right? He takes that opportunity. and he begins to cry out, "Jesus, Son of David," he says, "have mercy on me." It's really interesting to me what he did. He didn't allow that opportunity to pass him by. He didn't because he was paying attention. He didn't allow this opportunity for healing to pass him by, but instead he jumped up and he began to cry out, so much so that the people around him told him to do what? They said, "Shush, be quiet, you're making too much noise," and he didn't stop. But the scripture says he cried out all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And he continued to cry out until Jesus stopped. I mentioned to you early on that Jesus tells this story about this widow, right, who had something happen to her, and she went to this judge, and he wasn't just, and he wouldn't do the right thing, but she continued to be persistent. She continued to kind of go to him every single day until she got what she had deserved. And the Lord said, if that unjust judge could do that, how much more would your Father in heaven, who loves you, do that for you if you cry out to him in faith? And then he says, will the Son of Man find that kind of faith when he comes? Well, that's exactly the kind of faith that we see in this blind man. We see this kind of faith, someone who is crying out to Jesus until he stops, right? Someone who took the opportunity to do that. I was thinking a little bit about those in Jericho, and it was interesting to me that there were all these people out there, right? There are all these people, and they knew Jesus was coming, and what did they do? They were kind of curious, but there was only one that jumped up and called out. They were curious, but there was only one person that jumped up and took that opportunity to receive something from Christ. They were all curious, but there was only one person that cried out in prayer. And I began to think about that a little bit. And I began to think about how in 20 days or so, we're all going to be gathered here for Christmas. And I'm going to be here because I'm your priest, so I will certainly be here for Christmas, right? And we're all going to be here, and Jesus is going to be passing by again, right? And this time, he's going to be passing by as a child. And I got to thinking to myself, I have to be here, but how am I going to be here? Am I going to be here like one of those in Jericho, just like, oh, well, I need to be here. I'm supposed to be here. Am I just going to be here like that teenage Father Larry with his hands in his pockets, just kind of idly being here in church? Or am I going to be like that man, taking the opportunity to cry out to our Lord and Savior, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me"? That, my friends and my family, is what we need to be working on. We need to be taking every opportunity now, to be ready so that when he passes by on Christmas, we are paying attention. So when we are here on Christmas Day, we are paying attention to this child born for us and for our salvation. When he comes to us on that day, we take the opportunity and we are persistent about it, to pray to him, to allow him to be born within us and to continue growing throughout the year. So I urge all of you, as we are getting closer and closer to that you take the opportunities offered to you by the church, by your church, to continue in fellowship, to gather together and growing closer to Christ, to continue in prayer, and to also remember those who are less fortunate than you, and taking the opportunities offered to you to help them. And in doing that, we will not allow Christ to pass us by, but instead, we will take the opportunity with persistence to allow him to grow within each of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.